Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio.
Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to Idiot Box Radio. My name is Tori. I hope that you are well. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening however you happen to do so. This is the website, idiotboxradio.com. You can also now subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts, which I am super fucking excited to announce that I'm finally back on that bloody directory. And I would like to throw a special shout out there to another podcast, The Mediocre Show, and in particular, Eric Tomorrow and his merry band of followers for actually asking the question, putting it out there, that I am back, guys. So if you were ever wondering what happened to your fucking favorite diabetic, I'm not fucking dead. I am back on the fucking airwaves of the internet webs, doing my thing once again, throwing the depravity out there for all of you, waxing lyrically, getting to the fucking point and salting the fruit. I'm telling you right now, fucking time has passed. I'm entering my nearly 50 year olds. I'm 48. I'm full of fucking venom, rage and spite. I've got a lifetime of fucking failed experiences that I'm going to draw upon, and I'm going to let you know exactly what it is to feel fucking upset, pissed off, enraged, and fucking indignified by the process called life. In my last show, I let you know that I was going to bitch about things, and by bitching about them, I mean fucking throwing down every single fucking thing that gets my goat. I do hope that you stay along for this fucking ride where the vernacular turns spectacular, okay? So you may think I'm just a bit of a fucking potty mouth, and to be honest with you, that is the truth. But at the same time, you can introduce me to your mother, I'll shake her hand, greet her with a smile and a little wink, and she'll think that I'm a gentleman. I'm just putting it out there. The swears are for you, okay? I save them up for my fucking special friends. Speed it up. You won't even... This is how important I consider your time to be. I challenge you to hear me fucking breathe in the show. Look, I'm going to be proven wrong at some point, but that is how much I appreciate you guys being along for this fucking wacky ride, that I get rid of my very own breath, that you can get to the fucking point faster rather than having me wax lyrically for several minutes before getting to the point painting pictures with my words. As I have said in the last show, I did refer to the fucking fact that it got my goat, okay? The goat was gotten. There was a gotten goat about people who fucking decorate their houses with fucking framed pictures from fucking Kmart and fucking thrift stores. Like, seriously, what the fuck? Your fucking stamp of originality is buying something that's been fucking printed and fucking generated several million times, and every fucking cocksmoker from here to fucking Timbuktu has the fucking picture of the fucking gelded fucking lily up on their wall. I feel like walking into houses of some of these fucking pricks, and I'll tell you this right now, walking in with a fucking clipboard, being an artistic connoisseur, and going, this looks absolutely exquisite. I shall look upon your fucking Kmart purchase that you got for $10, and I can see the efficacy of the work that the fucking famed scholar put into this when he mathematically fucking remade the crying boy image and put it into a Kmart near you. Interesting fun fact. Have you ever seen this photo? It's got a little boy weeping in it. The fucking photo's cursed. If you look up urban legends, the photo of the crying boy, houses burned down and everything is fucking burnt down except for the picture of the crying boy. And of course, your fucking delectable taste in picking a fucking photo from a thrift store for fucking $10. You know what stamp that puts on you? You're a fucking sap buying mass-produced shit in order to fucking put your own unique fucking stamp on your own home. Yes, I've got a good eye for fucking art, he says. And I don't agree with that at all. I think if you're really going to make fucking guests come into your home and wonder what the fuck is going on, what you need to do is do something that I experienced for sooth, some time ago. And that's, I went into a fucking, we call them an op shop in Australia, an opportunity shop where people dump their fucking unwanted shit and they dump it and you can buy it and then you fucking take it home until eventually you realize you bought some secondhand shit that some other cunt didn't fucking want, in which case you take it to a different op shop and the cycle repeats itself. One time I was in said op shop. I'm looking around. I'm looking for a bargain because obviously shit that other people don't want is going to be fucking treasure in my house, let me tell you right now. So I'm looking around like the fucking High Plains Drifter trying to talk over the sound of a flushing toilet as Ashley rubs his nipples. True story. Do you remember that guy? Yeah. Rubbing his fucking nipples. Okay. Do you want to say hello to everyone?
Hi.
Okay. Nibble. Let's nibble on Ashley's nipples. Okay. So I'm in the opportunity shop. I'm looking around. I am trying to find that that elusive fucking bargain that fucking John West rejected. And if you don't know who John West is, then he's some fuck that sells seafood in a can. And apparently he believes his shit's of such a fucking high value that he will reject anything that he doesn't decree to be absolutely amazing. But I'm in the area where there's pictures and framed photos. And I fucking shit you not, I'm looking at these photos going, what the fuck? Normally you get the in the frame photos, you get like professional model shots and they're inside the frame to make you think, fuck, I wish my family was better looking. If I get this frame, maybe they will become a better looking version of my ultimate life where people will actually want to talk to me instead of snickering to their mates and maybe taking a photo that they'll post online of my family. But basically, I'm in the op shop. Look, I'm not going to waste time. I've only told you like four times that's where I was. But the frames are there and lo and behold, I come to realize that the photo, there's a photo of a little boy and he's in several of the frames, enough variation of frames that I know that that's a real photo of someone's child that they've dumped the fucking photo of in an op shop. What better way of saying, hey kid, you're a fucking ugly, disappointing little fucktard cunt that I don't want in my life anymore, that I am going to dump your childhood into an opportunity shop and just fucking leave it there in a 50 cent frame in the hope that someone else maybe one day will come and buy you as well. So why don't you fucking Kmart print fucking buying art connoisseur of old fucking mass produced bullshit, no imagination, having fucking dick licking fucking bum biting bitches. Why don't you go to an op shop and find photos of a fucking child? Let's call him Zane because I think it was his name. It was fucking spelled out in like cut out bits of wood stuck to the frame. Fucking loopy old Zane, the 5 year old fucking prodigy from fucking Grovedale, Victoria, Australia, whose parents didn't give enough of a shit to remove his fucking photos from a thrift shop frame. Why don't you buy the photos of Zane and pretend you lost him in an accident? If you were ever to get sympathy, put up photos of a child that never existed in your life and you lost them. Why don't you? Why don't you just buy a fucking photo of a dolphin, name it Flipper, and say you used to keep it in your swimming pool until it escaped in a fucking hotted up fucking V8 muscle car? Why don't you just buy a fucking photo of a fucking Kmart whale and draw a picture of yourself on it with a fucking Sharpie and address yourself as fucking Captain Ahab? Why don't you just get a fucking photo of fire and roast some fake marshmallows over the top of it and pretend that you had a fucking life? Idiot Box Radio out.